Say it was a good day, Danny boy. Welcome everybody to another episode of Happy Hours here on Exotica TV. It's like we've done this before, man. I'm excited to be back with another week of my beautiful co-host, Dan. What's happening, Danny boy?
What's up?
Oh man, you know, another week. We're getting there. I feel pretty good. I found my big fuck you at the last minute here, so I got that lined up. And
actually, you know what? I did the same thing. I changed mine.
Shrimps and flamingos. Shrimps and flamingos.
Do you lay awake at night trying to think of like stupid shit to put under my name?
No, it actually comes really easy. I have like mine is really hard. Yours is, I got like literally, I've papers and papers filled with lists of Dan's titles.
Insults.
No, it's just, you know, a little passive aggressive, but what can I say? I'm realizing maybe that tree is dying behind me now that I look back there.
Your lemon tree, wife. We talked about it last week of how great it was.
I think it might be dead this week. So anyways, awesome week. Another, you know, I think we're inching closer to to Exotica, to finally getting back on the road. Little scary seeing some numbers go
Miami
up.
Especially.
Miami. I mean, I'm more scared of Chicago, and you know, I mean, not necessarily because it's crazy, but like just it's going in the wrong direction. So
let's think positive, Jay. Let's talk positive.
I'm always positive, Dan. You know me. How about you? Anything interesting in your weekly journeys this week?
It's actually been a decent week.
Okay.
I got to say, for the most part, it's like I got things accomplished this week. I actually talked business with people. That was actually, you know, refreshing.
Who'd you talk to, Dan? Who'd you talk to? Say some names. I want to hear.
Bad Dragon. Very excited. They're happy to get out in the world. So Mike, Jason, and shout out to Dre. He actually has COVID right now, but he's all right.
Okay, good.
So Dre over there, Sapphire, talk to those guys, talk to my buddy Mike over there. They're gearing up to do some shit. One of our guests actually answered a little question for them today. Let's see who else.
I talked to Alex over at My Free Cams this week. Oh, you got some stars in there? Okay.
Yeah. Talk to Ray of Sunshine, Brandy Love. They're anxious to get back out there for us.
You know, Dan, speaking of stars,
we should bring in our guests.
Hey, that's a great idea.
Is that your little segue, Jay?
Yeah, did you see that? It's pretty smooth, right?
It is. No, not actually, not at all. It was pretty clunky.
No, whatever.
But we have two guests on our show. One's a newbie to Exotica TV, and one's one of our favorites to have here on Exotica TV. So without further ado, please welcome live, well, unless you're watching this later, but live from Miami, Carmella Clutch. And live from parts unknown, we won't say where she's from right now, but the one and only Miss Brooklyn Chase. What's up, ladies?
Hello.
There they are. What's up, ladies?
There's applause and everything.
Dude, see that? I can do it. I can do it on demand.
We've come a long way, Brooklyn, since you first joined us on Exotica TV.
That's true.
Are we allowed to say, by the way,
I
can't remember. Is it a no-no to say where you are right now?
You can say.
All right, and Carmella, you're cool with us saying where you are right now?
What in the hell did I just do?
No worries.
Just when we start talking about that we know what we're doing.
Oh.
No, I'm not Carmella Clutch.
Wait,
there's
Ron
Chase.
Okay. Hello.
Almost.
So our little mantra here is what could possibly go wrong, and Jay just proved
I'm going to prove it. In the first, I'm quick. 5 minutes. That's all it took me.
He's quick. I heard two, but that's all right.
No, I know. Well, the intro.
I've been on 30 seconds.
So, ladies, do you have your cocktails? Because it is the happy hour.
Oh, they got jugs. I saw them. Oh.
Jug.
I like the jug.
No.
I like the jug.
Jay, today is not, yes. Well, it's not whiskey today. No,
there's the jug. Cheers, ladies. Great to have you on.
Cheers.
And you know what? Since it was a good week, cheers again.
Oh, okay. Geez, Dan. We're doubling up. All right. I'm with you, baby.
Well, see, I was already ahead. So.
Oh.
I'm saying, I knew I liked you. We're going to get along just fine. Oh, man. So go for it, Dan.
Dude, they opened a dispensary, my medical dispensary. That I used to have to drive like a half hour to. They just opened one in the next town over. I'm fucking pumped.
They just opened one right by my gym. So it's super convenient for me to go to whenever I need to.
That's amazing. They're like,
you'll be more convenient if your gym was a home gym.
Yeah. I have a home gym. What I don't have is motivation or discipline.
So I need to go outside of the house to be able to get it done.
I need a personal trainer to yell at me.
Oh, okay. Stepping it up. That unmotivated by it. Okay, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame
That's
you.
Probably yeah. the thing I miss most about California is having dispensaries just literally across the street, just right there.
Miami's not legal yet, is it?
Not.
That's
good. Miami, honestly, you can do whatever the fuck you want, it seems.
Right, but you can't buy it recreationally.
Yeah, Pennsylvania is only medicinal, too.
What's that?
Nobody that I know that's actually from Miami goes to South Beach. So those aren't us. Like, we're not.
Dude, South Beach.
Oh, no, we know that.
South Beach looks terrible out there. It's crazy. So Miami Beach was the very first show that we ever did in Exotica in 2006. There you go. 2006. And
I had just graduated.
It's changed so much since then. And
yeah, you're officially old. She says that's what she graduated.
No, dude, last week we were talking about it, and who was on the show last week? Kiki, forgot what her name was.
Clout?
Anyway, Kiki Clout. Yeah. And
thank you.
When I was saying something about, you know, when I started the show or whatever, and I swear to God, she was like probably in elementary school. So like, you know, I'm used to it at this point. We're old, Dan. Yes. I'm not as old as Dan, but we're pushing it.
Yeah, no, he's not as old as me, but at least he admits he's old.
I was at Applebee's yesterday and I walked past the sign at the bar that says if you were born before this date, and it was 2000.
Yep.
I was like, people born in 2000 can drink alcohol?
Isn't that crazy?
How old am I?
Go ahead, Carmel.
I had one of these moments where I knew I was getting old when I went to Publix. I don't know if you guys have them over there, but I went to Publix and I got a bottle of wine. And as I hand her my ID, she quickly hands it right back. And I'm going, wow, that was pretty quick. She goes, your birthday starts with 1/9. I was like,
oh shit.
So that's all they have to look at.
So for people that are absolute morons in math.
Yeah, that's me.
So we were just born in fully the wrong century.
You were the wrong century to have to actually check IDs anymore. That's
oh
heavy.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so old, so.
That's so old that happened in the 1800s.
I was born in the 60s, the late 60s. That's how old I am. So I remember, though, sitting in school when I first, like, what grade are you in? Like, when you first learned to do, like, additions
and fractions. Were you hiding under the desk? Like, third grade? Was it a bomb?
Sure.
Were you covering for a bomb, an incoming bomb?
No, we didn't have the bomb raids. We didn't have that, Jay. Okay. That was the early 60s during the Cuban Missile Crisis, you fucking moron. But I remember, like, when you first learned to do it, and I remember sitting there and figuring out, how old am I going to be in the year 2000 when they have flying cars like the Jetsons?
Well, dude, listen, up until the early 90s, they were still like, oh, in 2018, you're going to like have hoverboards and be in a flying car.
I just watched Back to the Future not that long ago.
Yeah.
And it's set in 2015.
Seriously?
That's 2015?
Hoverboard.
Dude, I want a hoverboard so goddamn bad.
And not just the one on the wheels. That's not a hoverboard. That's a weird skateboard.
Yeah. That actually really pissed me off. Like, when somebody said, have you seen the new hoverboards? I was like, hoverboards? Like, I've been waiting my whole life for this. Like, and then they come out with two wheels, and I'm like, bro, that's like a ghetto Segway. Like, what is that?
By the way, Jay, I miss our Segways. I wish we had money right now so we can get our Segways fixed during this downtime. We used to have these two badass Segways with like fucking off-road tires and shit that Jay and I used to use at the shows.
They were fun. We used to ride them
around the shows. Like, we'd do the show in Miami and we'd be like driving down the hallway going in LA. We drove into the elevators with them and went up the LA Convention Center thing. Yeah. You know, until they yell at us. But the best was when stars such as yourselves would try and get on them at the shows. That looks like so much fun. Let me ride them. Well, you're wearing six-inch heels. It's not a good idea.
Jessica Drake wrecked so bad.
Hindsight being 2020, I wasn't terribly upset about it.
The first time I ever saw hoverboard was at AVN. And I don't remember who it was, but she was in ginormous boots, like twerking on this hoverboard. And I was like, I don't know what's more impressive, like the thing she's on or the boots or the, I don't know, but it was insane.
Well, what happens with those things is when you get good at them or, you get used to it, you can zip around and it looks really fucking easy. The problem is that people look at it and they're like, oh, that looks really fucking easy. And so they like grab onto it and just step up onto it and they do this wobble thing and then it just shoots out from underneath them and they bust their ass. And it's, oh, I actually, we did it in Miami Beach. The assistant general manager of the convention center was down like checking on the show and I came rolling in the thing and he's like, oh, that looks cool. And like, he's like, you mind if I try it? I'm like, I mean, you're kind of the boss, like, or at least the assistant boss. Like, here
I
you
mean,
go.
like.
And he jumps on the thing and he fucking ate it so hard. And he was
Oh,
like
Jessica
six,
Drake did.
six,
Jesse
five.
James
So
did.
yeah, it was,
Yeah,
let's just say we don't let a
it's
lot of
not
people
made for
ride
taller
them
people.
because they're not covered. They're under our insurance and they cover us.
Isn't there a video of Mike Tyson eating it really hard on one?
Dude, on the hoverboard, he did.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with the, at least
Oh,
with
you're talking about a
the
Segway.
Segways, you have handles, you know what I mean? So they
Yeah,
give you a
okay.
little bit more like whatever. Mike Tyson did it on a
Stability.
hoverboard and he ate shit, like went from like standing straight up to like 90 degrees and straight down as hard as he could in like a half a second without anything to
Like a
hold on to.
belly flop.
People underestimate it because they see kids on them all the time,
And
so they think,
that's, oh
oh, well,
yeah.
how hard could it be,
Like with
right?
Heelys.
But see, I learned my lesson with, yeah, I learned my lesson with Heelys.
Did
No, no, no,
you?
no, no, no. My ass is too old for that. Yeah, bro. I slipped on those and I busted my butt, and I swear to God, I have a big butt. I literally went boom, boom.
You're like, that's it.
I kind of
I
like.
can't risk damaging this. This needs
See,
this.
I was too old for Heelys. By the time those came out, it was like I wanted them, but it was like supposed to be
Don't
too
look
old
old.
for
So
them.
was Jay. So were Jay
Well,
and
I
I. So
tried on
don't
my
feel
little
bad.
Yeah,
sisters, in all fairness.
you're never too old for anything. I listen. I ride a battery operated skateboard through the city of Philadelphia. So like Dan calls me
Oh,
an
good lesson
adult
to you,
Bart
by the way,
Simpson.
people.
So.
He couldn't think of the name of what a skateboard was called. So stay away from drugs. Just say no.
I would wear Heelys now, but when you're like 15 and you're supposed to be
Okay,
cool, it's
yeah,
not
you're
cool to be
in.
weird.
That's true. That's true.
Now I don't care
No,
at
see,
all.
it's
I would do it just
I
for
feel,
fun. At all.
I feel like the time not to be weird is more like middle school than it is like high school or whatever. Middle school is like when everybody my daughter turns 12 next week and she's in middle school and I just remember back to it being the
Oh,
worst
dude,
experience of my
she's not
life.
gonna be
Brutal,
13.
brutal.
No,
It's
she's gonna be
terrible
12.
time.
Yeah, no, and so I try and like give her the knowledge of like, listen, the sooner you can stop giving a fuck about what anybody else thinks about you, the
Yes.
better off you are in life. Like that's just like the best
Dream.
advice that you can have for anything. Like if you
And I'm a
stop
few years ahead
caring,
of Jay.
you're good.
I'm a few years ahead of Jay in the whole parenting thing. So he gets to live vicariously through me the hell I'm so he's worried about that. And look, I know my limitations. I knew when I was in fucking fifth grade, just put the roller skates on and stand there and try and look cool. Don't fucking try and skate because it's gonna end badly, right? I try to I yeah, I don't I watch Jay at the shows and Jay's like a fucking I call him like a fucking middle-aged Bart Simpson because he's just like riding around a skateboard all the time and shit like that. And I worry about him because I know he's gonna wreck and he has probably
I have.
and just
Broke a
doesn't tell
rib.
people.
Other than that, I was
But,
fine.
yeah. When I first got on the thing, Jay remembers, it was like watching Bambi with like new legs get up when I first got on the Segway. But I ended up mastering that thing, I'm pretty sure, Jay.
Yeah, no, they're and again, like once you learn how to do it, you're good. You can rip around anything. I mean, it gets more dangerous once you think that you're good. And like one time I was flying on it and I went too close to one of the pipe like the drapes that hang in the back of the booths and it spun up in the wheel. And I went fucking like flying off the thing, ripped
Dude.
an entire wall of like the drapery down. Like it
Dude, what
was
about the one convention center that we shall not name that your skateboard went through the fucking
through the
wall?
wall. Well, so what do you, Brooklyn, you probably remember Adrian. Adrian was our sales director for years, and he hasn't
I
been
don't know.
with us for a couple years. But anyways, he ruptured his Achilles tendon before a show one year, and so it wasn't in any pain, but he couldn't walk on it. So we got him one of those like little like carts, like a little indoor golf cart kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. we like used our sign shop to make like signs on a thing. We called it like the Ace Mobile, and like we put like what are they? My Little Ponies like all over the thing. Anyways, so I decided to buy a tow rope. Like, you know, like a, I don't know, water skiing tow rope or whatever. And we attached it to this cart and we're driving it around the show, of course, when it was closed. And little did I realize that when you actually whip those things around, you can get going at an obscene rate. And so my skateboard went through a wall. long story short, the skateboard went through a wall.
But he didn't go through the wall, so that was positive.
I got off first.
But, you know, the thing with the kids is, and you know, you guys might, you know, find this out one day. You might not. So now the toys get bigger. So now my son's like driving and stuff like that. And I was telling Jay before the show, it's like I've been down this road as a human being. Like I know what my kids, my daughter's 16. I know what I was doing at 16 and it scares the fuck out of me that she's 16, you know? So, this guy, now he proves that we're live or whatever. We wanted to hold Brooklyn up a newspaper just to prove that we're live. Well, but anyway.
Now he asked what kind of beer I had, so.
Yes.
Piranha. Yeah, because Brooklyn, do you have a newspaper laying around that you would like to put up with today's
date on it?
Did you get today's delivery?
But anyway, so yeah, like yesterday.
It's probably on the TV somewhere.
There you go.
I had to get one of the things my week was decent was I actually managed to somehow finagle, Jay, you'll be proud of me in this, 4 brand new tires for my truck.
Okay.
Because the old ones wore off too early. So so I asked my son to go pick up my truck. And I'm watching him, he's backing up. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like yelling. Because he's got, you know, he's got these, look, almost going to hit a fucking tree that's on the side of my side street here. And I tell him, you know, dude, like, fucking watch where you're going. He's like, I'm looking in the backup cam. I didn't see it. I'm like, because it's on the side of you. It's not reverse, on the side. Use your fucking mirror. So what does he do yesterday? I tell him, did you park in the street or park in the driveway? Parked in the street. I'm like, go put your fucking car in the driveway. So he goes to put his car in the driveway. He comes back in the house, whatever. I'm looking at his fucking face. It's like something's up. So either he was like doing something outside he shouldn't have been doing, or something bad happened. He's afraid to tell me, so he's smiling. Dude, what the fuck? What's going on? Oh, I don't want to tell you. Okay, well, then his face changes. I'm like, what the fuck happened? Did you fucking hit something with your car? And then his face like just goes.
Oh no!
He hit the fucking tree.
But you know what, Dan? The beauty of that is, and I want to ask
his
the question.
It's his car, not mine.
No, is that every kid when they learn to drive does something stupid with their car, like, you know, or multiple,
dude,
stupid
mine
things
was doing
with the car.
Donuts in a parking lot or something,
which could have, which is way worse than your son being, you know, forgetful for a second and backing into a tree or whatever. Did you guys, Carmella, when you started driving, do you have any like early driving stories? Do you remember like having to deal with that type of thing?
Because
I feel like every kid is an idiot behind the wheel.
I have some doozies, but you know what? I've got a gem that's the best one I have is actually when I taught my sister how to drive. Okay. I taught her using my car. And so while she was learning, while she was learning how to park, she was having difficulty with the cones. She didn't understand that the cones, I'm like, these cones are like cars. Imagine your car is going to get hit every time you hit the cones. So I decided to sacrifice myself and my boyfriend, my significant other at the time. And we would stand outside the perimeters of where she needed to park and she would try.
So you were human cones is what you were saying.
Yes, pretty much. And then there was that one time, the best of all, though, she stalled my automatic car.
How do you stall an
automatic
car?
I don't really know how. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that one out. I actually called my friend who's a mechanic. And he's like, I really don't understand how she did it. At the time, I explained it in haste, and he got it. But to this day, I couldn't even tell you how that happened. I mean, how do you
That's how sisters do.
What about you, Brooklyn? What's your stupid car story?
I feel like Brooklyn has like she's I can just picture her like hanging out the sunroof of like a, you know, 2005 like Nissan Pulsar NX like swerving in the background.
But Jay,
somewhere.
The one thing you don't know about most
that
girls,
is.
it's oddly specific, isn't it? Yeah, that's what I thought.
The one thing you don't realize is that, you know, most stars were probably like pretty like, you know, like introverted like people or whatever in high school.
Is that true?
Like, I think so.
Really?
Shy.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna guess right here, both you guys. So I'm gonna do a little bit of, I've been doing this shit long enough. You were both introverted in high school.
What shit
right?
is that, Dan?
this show. No. Like working with, I just know too many stars. You guys were like, so growing up, right? You guys were both probably like really shy, really like, you know, like not overly self-confident, I bet.
Correct.
Things that maybe are your assets right now in the adult business, you were probably not embracing when you were younger.
1,000%.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, you guys were just very introverted, but your interest was always piqued. I mean, you, by being inside all the time, you thought about this shit.
I will go as far to say,
this is like, dude, this is like fucking, okay. Fuck you, Stormy. Okay. I'm the mind reader here.
Okay.
And I will even
wait,
go as far
Stormy's
to say.
Stormy's a mind
that,
reader?
No, she's a ghost hunter. Two totally different things.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I will go and say, I will take the bet right here, right now. Maybe, and I could be wrong, but at least one or both of you were late bloomers sexually.
Define late bloomer, because Miami late bloomer and everywhere else seems
okay,
to be
okay. Well, I can't be age specific though, but definitely in your later teens.
No, early, both of you. So Dan, you got everything.
See,
right.
I said one or both of you, and I said yeah with Carmella.
Okay.
The other one now that I'm going to go as far to say is was probably at a younger rate than they should have been.
Dan. You were like the
wait, this is gonna make name? A lot of noise. Oh, I was gonna drop the mic.
Anthony Edwards or what, who's the guy that sees dead people?
I will drop the pen.
Yeah. Nice job.
Get a crack now, good.
Bruce Willis.
It's like Chris Angel, my freak. Whatever happened to that fucking guy. Anyway.
So now that we're done with Dan doing fortune readings.
Dan is a psychic.
Oh my God. We're going to Brooklyn. Tell you never got to tell us your car story. So go for
Sorry.
It.
Oh, I had a parking ticket problem early on. Specifically. So
Speaking
in California,
Adrian.
I grew up in San Diego. And where I went to school, you parked on like neighborhoods outside the school and there was street sweeping day. So, you know, every Tuesday or whatever, every other Tuesday, they cleaned one side of the street and you could only park. I always parked on the wrong side every single time. I also had a fire hydrant problem. I like find them and like to park next to them.
Ooh, that's a bad one too, because that costs a lot.
I got like 10 parking tickets
right
in my first month.
To get to it.
Dude, in Philly,
like,
they
so
just
somebody
will
did
straight.
That once and like. They busted through their window to put the hose right through their car to get it to,
Philly, you'll just come out and your car won't be there. And that's that. And you got to go over to South Philly and like go search through
Find
and
it.
Deal with a bunch of like crazies that
well,
are
like
threatening
Miami
to
too.
Murder people. Yeah. It's.
Have you ever gotten a car towed?
In Miami,
Brooklyn?
You go outside and your car has people on it dancing on top of it.
Yeah. What are they shooting a music video?
No, it's just Miami.
Just for the
beach.
Fun of it.
Spring
yeah.
break.
Okay.
Spring break.
Brooklyn, did you ever get one of your cars towed?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't think so.
You got lucky.
Not that I remember.
Just got expensive tickets.
That's now tough. Now I just have a lead foot problem.
The best was my mom, God rest her soul, like, you know, I wanted to go see this concert. And the concert was in, like, a not-so-great town in New Jersey, in, like, Passaic, New Jersey, which is, you know. Yeah, it's pretty bad. If I say it's bad in Jersey, it was bad. Hey. Jersey treats you fucking very well.
I love Brooklyn.
I love Edison.
Yes.
Exactly.
Edison is like there's a little bubble inside of the rest of the... It's like Austin in Texas. Like, you know, yeah.
I forgot to go to an Exotica.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. You will this year. Don't worry, Carmel.
We'll be back. I promise.
I'm excited.
So we did... So my mom, I wanted to go see a concert. It was... remember the band Rat, which I'm sure you've heard of?
Of course. I do.
So it was Rat.
Only because they're in those insurance commercials now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's probably it. They were it's Rat. Totally they were doing, it was Rat. Who else was playing with Rat? Oh, this band called Crocus, which is horrible. And Mama's Boys. That's it. I remember that shit now. So anyway, she said, don't go. Now, I didn't have my own car at the time. I used her car.
And I took her car and went to the concert anyway. And we parked in, I swear, I shit you not, I remember the name of the place. It was Captain Crab's.
Okay.
It was like a fucking like a fish store. Yeah, it was like, you know, a fast food fish place. Mm-hmm. We parked in Captain Crab's. I'm like, they're closed. What the fuck? We can park here, you know? It's even though the sign said don't park here.
Because you, when you're a kid, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Fucking, if yeah, we're closed, pretty, and, you know, yeah. And because there was no parking lot. It was at a theater. So, you know, you're at downtown. They don't have a dedicated spot. So, yeah, of course, we go into the show. We, you know, fucking smoke some weed. We come out and, dude, where's my car?
Dude, where's like my car?
Uh-huh. Exactly. And it's, yeah, where's my mom's car? And it's not fucking there. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I'm like, fucking call the cops. Okay. Well, your car has been towed.
It's at the impound lot.
It's the impound lot. So we're trying to figure all this shit out because, dude, we're fucking, you know, 17-year-old fucking stone kids with fucking no money that just went, that just blew our last dollars on fucking getting somebody to fucking buy some beer for us and sneak it in. Yeah. So we're fucked. I mean, so how am I going to get this car back? Dude, I don't remember how we got it because there was no ATMs then. It was like fucking, you know, 1986.
Let's just say Dan has very soft hands.
Yeah.
That's how I got it out.
You can do what you gotta do sometimes.
I learned the way of the world quick, my friends. No, I'm kidding. But, you know, I don't know how we got the fucking money, but I got the money. We got the car home, and my mom never even knew about it.
If you ever go to an impound lot, 100% of them have bulletproof
glass. Don't offer to blow the guy.
No, have bulletproof glass behind the counter. Absolutely. Like because that is the one place that you know motherfuckers would get shot every fucking day. And like by people that you wouldn't usually shoot people. But you get your car towed and then they're like, "Oh, okay. So there's a $185 hookup fee and it's been here for 3 hours, so that's a day. So that's another 150 plus the ticket that you got. That's another 40.
And don't you have to pay in cash usually?
Yep. It's like
they have a lot of cash.
It's crazy. Like I don't really have a lot of murderous bones in my body, we'll put it that way. But
look,
when
look at him, he's wearing a shrimp with a shirt with shrimp and flamingo on it.
Shrimp stuff. Shrimp. I've gotten to those places before and been like, I will fucking murder somebody. Like this shit is is my house, and I will kill somebody. That's where I draw my line.
Trigger is.
Yep. I think it is, and that's why I've always noticed that there's bulletproof glass there.
It may just be like, you know, because it has to do with patients. Like you have other things to do, and the last thing you really want to do is stop your day.
You know what it is? It's more like you took the shit that I own. Like that's my shit, and you came along and like took it, and now I get it. Like I probably did.
Like how dare you?
Right, but like now I want it back, and you're gonna make me jump through hoops to get my shit back. Like give me, you know what I mean? That I think is the
you're the one that went through hoops just to take it from me.
Exactly. So you know.
We're going to get a little serious here, Jay.
Okay, Dan.
We have to get serious because we've been talking about complete nonsense.
Okay.
It's time for, to be serious, Jay, lightning round.
All right. Well, I can do that. I'm down.
Very loud, Jay.
I know. I just like it that way.
Really loud?
I'm going to turn it a little ease down. Okay. I just like to blast people for a minute.
Lady, this is going to be the part where we just... Welcome to Ride the Lightning Round, where, as you can see,
sorry,
we have no idea what we're doing here.
This is almost empty, and my pen is fucking, you know, is warm. So, anyway, this is a part of the show
where
we
ask
to eat my pen.
It's been in his butt.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I thought you meant like a pen.
I've been pushing
the
little button so many times.
Why are you taking notes? Okay.
He's like,
carry on.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
So about that time that your car got towed,
we're gonna go through a lightning round. So, Brooklyn and Carmella, I'm gonna ask you each questions, quick answer, and then we're gonna move on to the next person. Are you ready?
Yes.
We will start with Brooklyn. If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say?
Stop littering in the ocean. That like a lot. I don't know.
That's a good answer.
And I feel like Miss America.
She could do it and she'd still have like 27 seconds left.
I know. That's like I understand Miss America. It's like her pressure now, why she says stupid things. That was hard.
No,
see?
working towards bringing back extinct species. Yes.
Okay, Carmella.
Okay.
If you had to work but didn't need the money, what would you choose to do?
Good question, Dan.
I'd still do what I'm doing.
Really?
I'd do exactly what I'm doing, yes.
Okay.
I'd be in the adult industry. I would probably be a little further along as far as the type of business that I want to start and generate and do. And as far as production goes, I'd be a little further along. But yeah, I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing right now.
Good answer.
All right. Here, you want a softball question, Brooklyn? Here you go.
Yeah.
Would you rather look like a potato or feel like a potato?
Look.
You'd rather look like a potato. Interesting.
I like that's the right direction.
Well, yeah.
No, because if you look like a potato, it's like, yeah, you're just round or whatever, but you're probably happy. If you feel like a potato, you're hard.
It's like being, would like you that. Rather be pretty so on the outside on or pretty but on the inside?
Let's face the facts here. You're a fucking potato. So who what does it matter what you look like? Fucking be a big fat fucking potato.
I think about it like perception is reality. So if you feel like a potato, then your reality is going to be that. But if you don't feel like, if you feel self-confident about yourself, hopefully, you know.
Do you want to feel pretty on the outside or pretty on the inside?
It's Brooklyn's question. Shut up.
Exactly. I would rather like who I am as a potato versus like, okay, now I'm confused. I would rather still look like a potato, though.
Okay.
And feel like a not a potato.
I would rather feel like $1 million and look like a penny than vice versa.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, it took her longer to answer that than when she had 30 seconds to be able to tell everybody what was wrong with her.
Listen, yeah. Now I'm hungry and I'm like, what kind of potato am I? Like, that might matter.
Can I grow another potato off potato? Myself? Yes, okay.
Can I eat myself?
Yeah.
Carmella, where do you not mind waiting?
Where do I not mind waiting? Like waiting in line?
I would say yes.
Like, what place would you not, or a doctor's office? I mean, where don't you mind waiting for? Like, what's worth waiting for?
Rides at the Harry Potter area of Universal.
Good. Hey, that's a good question. good answer. Brooklyn, what's the weirdest thing in your refrigerator? What's the weirdest, grossest thing in your refrigerator?
Wait, say that again. I didn't hear it.
Brooklyn, what's the weirdest, grossest thing in your refrigerator right now?
I don't have any, like, I have strawberries and baby carrots and string cheese and fat-free.
There's
got to
be something in there that if somebody heard, like, there's liverwurst in my refrigerator right now, or chocolate hummus.
Oh, I love chocolate hummus, and I would have it, except Walmart was out. Oh, chocolate hummus is so good.
Nothing is the answer.
Nothing.
No,
okay.
Nothing. Yeah, I don't have anything weird in my refrigerator. I have 75 things of sour cream.
Okay.
Big sour cream fan.
There's a sour cream problem in my house.
Okay.
Carmella, if you could close one fast food chain due to disgusting food, which one of them would be done?
I haven't eaten fast food in so long. I don't really remember what fast food is like. So I can't really tell you.
Jay's the fast food kid. Go, Jay.
I know the answer to this. The yes. Arby's, any of the Arby's on.
No.
Listen to me. No. On the New Jersey Turnpike.
It's an entire chain that you have to close.
No, I'm not. Oh, you got to chain close. I thought you were saying one particular store. Like, I could go right down to, like, the manager of the store. No. If I had a whole chain.
Karen.
Jack in the Box.
Now, Jack in the Box has its redeeming values.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm not a Taco Bell fan. I don't know how much the tacos are now.
Taco Bell's not bad. I mean, I'm high right now, so I would pretty much probably eat any of those things.
I can't think of one.
I remember liking Del Taco when I tried it once before I was vegan and one really drunken night in Vegas. So, I mean, I remember liking that. But
White
Castle's pretty. Isn't that
White
bad?
White Castle awesome. Is so everyone, bad like, that it's good.
That's... What about Hardee's? Have you ever gone to Hardee's?
Okay, it's so like Hardee's is not good, but Carl's Jr. is, which and is like the East Coast, West Coast.
Right.
But they're the same, supposedly the same thing. Carl's Jr. is my favorite.
Really?
When I'm in LA,
Paul, can I ask everyone a question?
Sure.
What is everyone's obsession with In-N-Out Burger?
So it's really I was just gonna say that. When we went out to Denver, was it Denver?
Dallas.
We went there.
Yeah, you'd never been to one before.
And I had never been to one. And everybody always says, like, I love burgers. And, like, I was like, all right, cool. Like, you know, is this kind of like the first Five Guys experience? Like, what's going on here? And we walked in and, like, the fries don't have anything on them. They taste like nothing. The burger is, like, not impressive at all. Like, there was no, I mean, the branding and the marketing of it is really entertaining, and they give you, I should look up the picture. We have like
the way you order
us all wearing Arby's hats and being like ridiculous, but like, or not Arby's hats, In-N-Out Burger hats. But yeah, it was wildly unimpressive.
Well, so I grew up in San Diego where they're everywhere. So it's not exciting to me. There's just so much like that's not on the menu.
See, like, that's, so they have their like secret menu like or whatever.
You can get like protein style where it's wrapped in lettuce instead of a bun.
Yep.
You can get
it's still unimpressive.
Right? It's there, not impressive.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was. Oh.
But yeah, In-N-Out is not. Five Guys is way better than In-N-Out.
Yeah.
I used to like Five Guys.
You know what blows my mind at Five Guys? Like, we'll stop, you know, when we're like on a road trip somewhere or whatever. And what's crazy now is like, I feed four people whenever we stop. So that shit gets a little crazy. And we went to Five Guys and I spent like $80, you know, or something. It's like, it's crazy how expensive.
It's not fast food though. It doesn't qualify. Fast food is somewhere you go through a drive through.
I agree.
Like, look, there's my town, you know, in Jersey. You know, it's a relatively small town. We have one fast food place in the entire town. It's a fucking Burger King. I can drive like a couple miles further and go to McDonald's or a Wendy's or, you know, even a Taco Bell now. We're getting there up there. But, you know, it's fucking Burger King, man. It's not good. It's basically charcoal broil fucking I'm going to nuke it. But anyway, lightning round is slowing down to a crawl.
I was just going to say that. I would say grinding to a halt, but yes.
It was Brooklyn's turn.
No, Brooklyn did
I feel like I have all the answers to her questions and none of the answers to mine.
Okay, so we'll skip it up. Here you go, Dan. Go for it.
Ready? Now I'm really going to be messed up.
Carmella, if you could be a member of any TV sitcom family, what would it be?
Was that supposed to be mine?
That could have been
probably
yours.
Either... I'd probably either be in Blackish or Modern Family because both my family identifies is pretty much the same as both of them. Okay. Oh my God. It's so crazy.
Brooklyn, same question, Brooklyn. Does that make
you
happy?
Thank you. Yes. So I also agree with Modern Family, but Schitt's Creek is my favorite show ever. Schitt's Creek. I want to be a rose so bad. Like, that's the best show ever.
Wait, which one do you want to be?
Well, their last name is Rose, so I want to be I want to be part of the Rose family. Schitt's Creek.
Yeah,
I know, but which person did you say you wanted to be?
Oh no, I just want to be one.
She just wants to be a Rose.
There.
No, you have to. I just want to
be a third child.
No, just.
Well, I would obviously be Alex. I don't know. I want to be David. Ooh, no, I don't want to be David because I want to look at David. I want to.
You know what? David is a good looking dude.
David, you get to look at that hunky man meat over there. That what's his name?
Patrick.
Yes, Patrick.
Do you think Patrick's better looking than Dan? Or
no, I think David's better looking. But I just think David is so funny. Like, I just want to enjoy him.
I'm really looking forward to seeing what he does now. Like, because I binged the shit out of that show, and like honestly, I'd heard about it, and I was kind of like, whatever. It's like a 30-minute, like, you know, I didn't think it would be something that I would dig. And so you realize, like, when you watch the last episode, you're like, wait, this is over with?
Wait,
How is this a thing? So
are they coming out with another season?
No, they're
no,
done.
It's over.
They're done. And
but you know what? Not done, Jay. 90 Day Fiance. But I'm not going to go there anyway.
It's not.
What would be?
Wait, can I talk about that for 2 seconds?
Yes.
Not talking about that?
No, well, you can.
Okay, so I just got a new streaming app. Mm-hmm. I don't remember which one it is, but it has whatever channel that show is on. There's
Discovery.
Like,
no, it's
the Discovery. It's on the Discovery Plus
TLC?
App.
TLC.
Discovery Plus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it has TLC. Mm-hmm. There's like I didn't realize there were so many spinoffs of that show. Dude, there's a whole category of all 90 Day shows. There's 25 of them.
It's like any of those shows.
Angela, by the way, the big one.
She got plastic surgery.
Married the guy. For, mm-hmm. Yeah, she got the surgery and shit. She got her teeth fixed. I mean, she no longer uses her, you know, cleavage as a fucking purse.
No, I think every woman does that, or at least every woman with big
like
that.
Do you guys like carry your phones and your credit cards and your cigarettes?
No. Oh, see, I carry my jewel in my boobs all the time.
I told
always.
You.
Always. I don't have a bra on, so it doesn't work. But this is where it always is. Yeah, always.
Every woman there does.
And like go out and like fucking, you know, you're in public.
See, like, you can literally Angela. Stack up. It's like.
Angela. How many fucking phones do you have?
Oh my God. There's
two. Lube. Don't forget the lube. This is important. Handy dandy lube.
We can't bring out dildos.
No, not that. But
lube is fine.
Lube is good. What else are you going to eat for your trip? What about the teddy bear?
Oh, yeah,
the
teddy bear.
Teddy bear in there, too.
No, that goes in there.
Oh, my God. Yes. Dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. So, next question. This one's for Carmella.
I'm here.
Is there an app that you hate that you use anyway?
If I could take a break from all of them every now and again, I would love that. But, I'd have to say I have a love and hate relationship with TikTok. I have an account. I haven't made any TikToks. I've saved a bunch. I'm so busy with everything else that I don't have the time.
So what stops you from like hitting send on them?
Oh, I've never made them. I've saved a bunch of like ideas, I guess the songs or tracks or whatever. But see, I don't even use it well enough to know how to really get it. So,
dude, and at this point, like, there are people that do it so well.
Yeah, I love watching my friends on it and stuff. But like, to learn a dance or whatever, maybe I'll do voiceovers. I think that's something I would do more than anything else. But yeah, I can't with the social media anymore. I need a break.
Dude, it's
ridiculous.
It is.
Brooklyn, I know I probably know the answer to this question already, but do you dance crazy when no one is looking?
Oh, yes.
And what song?
It doesn't matter, really. I dance when people are looking. If something good comes on at the grocery store, I'll boogie a little.
I'll dance music really in my head, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
All day,
I dance in the car. I dance in the shower. I dance.
Dan does too.
I like it.
He's a huge ABBA fan.
I am. Yep. Dancing Queen.
Yep.
Young and Clean or whatever.
Yep. You know what Dan's favorite song is?
Let's wrap it up, Carmella. Ready?
Oh.
You look like Captain.
I do. I have my Captain Steubing.
Exciting and new. All right, Captain Steubing. Not stupid.
No, I said Steubing.
Oh, okay, you did. All right, last question, Carmella. Let's see. I got to find a good question here. You have been given an elephant. You can't get rid of it. You can't get rid of it. What do you do with it?
Ooh, I find him a sanctuary in Thailand, a good home, a proper home for him, where he's not going to be ridden and he's going to be treated well and has plenty of food and other elephants to play with.
And ladyboys.
Yes. Well, as much as he wants, any or she, you know, whatever, or they.
The views expressed on this show are not the views of Exotica and Exotica TV and its parent companies.
Or any of their guests.
And then I'd probably go visit him once a year, at least.
Hey, dude, that comment, by the way, Jay, was Tony Batman.
Which one?
The one that we're funny so far. We had the stamp of approval from Tony Batman.
Oh, nice. Tony Batman. Hey, buddy.
What's up, Tony? Long time, no see. We haven't seen anybody in a long time.
Oh, my God. See, Brooklyn, we've really stepped up our game here at Exotica TV. So
I can see that. You know,
we just stopped giving a fuck.
Yeah.
So I know, Brooklyn, I know you've been busy with OnlyFans and whatnot. And that, but Carmella, you just also, you use this downtime and your time to come back. You just shot something very recently, did you not?
Yes, I did. I actually did my very first anal. It's a 2-for-1, guys, because it's on all anal. It's with me and Jules Valentina for Mike Adriano. So yeah, check that out. It is so much fun. We got to play with whipped cream, and we took our asses and smushed Logan's head in there, and he looked like a little bobblehead with all this whipped cream just dripping about. And I mean, like, then we played rock, paper, scissors to see who would get to suck his dick first and suck the whipped cream off. And I mean,
was that don't ruin it for us. Don't tell us who won.
I'll let you guys figure that out by watching it. Yeah, but it's such a great video. It's probably my favorite just because you could really see that I'm enjoying it, and it's the first time on camera that you guys get to see that, like, I'm really turning into a little anal slut. So
I say that about Dan all the
you,
time.
Girl.
I
know.
Thank you. Pass it off. Brooklyn, I mean, have you shot anything since, you know, this whole thing started? Besides your OnlyFans stuff?
No, I shot something over the summer for Reality Kings. But other than that, I've been doing OnlyFans. It's because I live in Pittsburgh and I fly to LA. I traveled a lot for a lot of years. So it's been really nice to just be home. Mm-hmm. With my dogs and, you know,
it's been a really interesting time because you've
my DIY projects.
Oh yes.
She's into DIY. Remember, Jay?
Yep, I do. We were talking about doing an entire DIY show on Exotica TV.
Yeah. And then you guys never called.
No, we just gave up on trying to do
what
stuff.
What kind of DIY? Yeah.
I did all kinds of stuff. Like, I did the backsplash in my kitchen. I did my kitchen tile floor. I built a blanket ladder. I built a TV entertainment center.
I'm going to need to subscribe to you because I'm just getting my apartment and I need to decorate it and something completely.
But she does it. But she doesn't
film these balls here is a problem.
She's got to film it.
You gotta I love interior design. Do you know what I'm doing tonight when I get home?
What's that?
It's Friday night. Do you know what I'm doing? I'm organizing the pantry.
Oh my God.
I got all new bins, like these clear plastic bins. Oh my gosh, look like.
So you would love this, Brooklyn.
Pantry of dildos?
Cereal.
Everything's on my dungeon, my granola bars are going to be all like, I got a little holder for them all. Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Like, I could picture Brooklyn, like, Carmelo, you too. Can you not picture her, like, hosting her own, like, cooking show or something on TV?
Oh, yeah. Total Martha vibes, but sexy Martha.
See, I go more DIY type of stuff. Like, I think that she would be perfect. Like, that girl that comes in with, like, the tool belt on, and she's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, like, reface this
mother,
wall.
Like, the mother and daughter one? What's their names?
More like the hot wife from the couple that split up, but they still kind of are on the same thing. She's now huge. Like,
they build houses together.
Yeah, the ones that renovate houses or whatever. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. I get anything.
No, I'm saying you, but you could go in and like do this.
Oh, I'll take a show.
Okay.
No, I picture her more like, what's the mother and daughter that renovate the houses? I think in like Cincinnati or something.
I don't know that one.
Good Bones.
Oh, listen, I'm kind of all encompassing though, because all like, you know, I've got stools that I'm staining in the basement at the moment, and I've got projects going all over, and I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to make dinner, and then I'm going to clean up dinner. I'm going to put away some laundry, and then I'm going to go build something. Listen, I do it all.
Is the Container Store like the porn, non-porn for you? Is that like really it's...
So I actually like IKEA more.
Okay.
I do most of my shopping on Amazon.
Well, Brooklyn, would you know, my wife works for IKEA. So there you go.
What?
Yeah.
Corporate.
I have an IKEA family card in my wallet.
There you go.
I have a bin obsession. It doesn't matter where I'm at. If I see like a bin or like a container that I think I can use someday to organize something, I will buy it.
Coming home with you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love it, especially if it's decorative and cute.
I had 280 something orders, 278 orders with Amazon in 2020.
Oh my! I don't even want to know how many I had.
I'm scared to see.
Does it tell you somehow, or do you count? Did you count them?
No, you have to go on You got to do it for your desktop. But no, you can look on it and look how many orders you had.
Your past.
Oh, it'll tell you the number.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to, you can sort by or to, you know how many orders you had last year. Mm-hmm. I was like 278.
Okay. I mean, look, I bet I have double that.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna call that. It now. I bet I have double that.
It's impossible.
I placed three Amazon orders today.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Yeah.
What did I get? I got a new shaker bottle and some little protein containers.
Okay.
I bought a new hairbrush. And what else did I buy? I bought something else. I don't remember. I'd have to look.
What was your,
and I'm on my phone.
Carmella, what was your last Amazon purchase?
I bought it actually just before logging on. I bought some new makeup palette, mixer palettes, those little mixer trays, so that when I'm doing my foundation, I can mix it a little bit better and easier, and I don't have to do it on my hands.
But that's the beauty of it is. Yours? Mine, hanging lights for my roof deck. No, you shouldn't. You're fine. I got like the like hanging lights or whatever for outside.
Interesting.
Yeah, if it's not groceries,
right?
Yeah, if it's not groceries, I buy it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Basically. Clothes.
I bought little chalkboards to write the soup for the day on, Jay.
Oh, Dan making sandwiches.
I'm not making.
And even groceries, I'll buy on Amazon too. You can do Whole Foods delivers.
My biggest purchase.
I live in a little town outside Pittsburgh.
My biggest purchase during quarantine was I bought a deli.
That's true.
Like a whole one?
Yeah, like me and a guy, we opened a deli, like an Italian American deli.
That's cool. Nice.
Congrats.
So we make big giant sandwiches. No, it would be congrats.
We will be eating them from it. At Exotica, New Jersey.
Exotica, New Jersey. I will be bringing like fucking 3 foot heroes of fucking goodness.
So I like to
hear. All sorts of shit. And rice balls.
That is also rice what balls. I like
to hear. I love everything.
I mean, I haven't got a call about Exotica, New Jersey, so I'm not sure that I'll be there.
Well,
but
we haven't made any calls yet.
Yeah. Brooklyn, trust us.
Okay.
We'll be at Exotica this year.
And
that's the question that we want to know. Is like, you know, like, is anybody, like, do you guys, like, basically, like, you know, want to go out there and meet people and see your fans? Do you want to feature dance? Do you want to, like, go back and shoot and travel?
I've never actually, it's funny that you say that. I've never actually been to a convention where the fans, other than AVN, I went to the last AVN that we had, but the one in 2020, I haven't been to an Exotica before ever. So I've never really actually gotten the opportunity to meet most of my fans. So when I call into radio shows and I get, you know, the fan that calls in and it's like, oh my God, we love you. Or I get recognized randomly. I'm like, so taken aback because I'm like, oh wait, people know about
me. Because
you
haven't dealt with it yet. Yeah.
No, I'm really excited about it. I really can't wait.
Brooklyn, tell Carmel, like your first time, like when you like, you know, started signing at a show, like whatever show, whether it was us or AVN.
Oh, cherry stories.
What was it like? Like, what was that like? What was that moment like?
Was it weird?
I remember the very.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time somebody was like, "I'm here just for you," and I was like,
"Were you creeped out?
You're for me?" I was like, "Really? Like, you're here for me?" It was just. I still think it's weird. I think it's just crazy.
Is that person,
you know,
John Beach?
Wait, well, that was. Did you notice, by the way, John's profile picture is with Brooklyn?
He changes it to the guest. He's a slick motherfucker.
I was so skinny that year. That was New Jersey. I forgot what I was saying.
How weird what it was like the first time.
Oh. Yeah, no, I mean, I still think it's weird. I still, like, if I have, you know, I don't know, when anyone walks up to me, I think it's weird. But when I have, like, a line of people, I'm like, this is so bizarre. I wouldn't wait in line to see me.
Yeah.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah, no, it's, you know what I will say, too, Carmel, is you had your kind of AVN experience. And AVN and Exotica, although not crazy different, are definitely different. And so, like...
Yes.
Where when you're in Vegas, you have more kind of a business mind frame. You know what I mean? Where it's like, hey, I'm here to like, you know, meet mm-hmm. people that are going to, you know, be able to use like moving forward in my career with Exotica. Mm-hmm. Not that they're not there, but it's more mm-hmm. of a fan thing.
Fans.
And, you know, so it's like a little bit more laid back in the idea that you're not worried about like, you know, who's what and what is mm-hmm. what. And like, and not to mention that the Exotica crew is very Let's just say that we are a very big, weird, whack pack of a family. Like it's the same people work for us at every show that we do. You get to know everybody that's there. The more that you go, it's kind of like an inside joke. The more that you, the more that you get it, you know, the more that you're there, the more that you get it, you know? So, that's kind of one of the things that I think has separated.
I'm the most normal person out of everybody.
No, he's like the grumpy grandpa.
I love it. Then I'll fit right in.
Yeah. No, dude, I am not the grumpy grandpa. Definitely not.
He refuses to eat Mexican food.
No, I just, it's not my first choice. Here's Jay's mother is at every show, and Jay's mother.
There's only three people in the world that have been to every Exotica we've ever produced: me, my stepdad, and my mom.
Aww. And my stepdad is amazing.
My stepdad is our VIP head guy. Like he's our floor.
He's not allowed to ever. The day that he says I'm not doing it anymore is the day that we say we're not doing it.
My stepdad, yeah. As soon as he stops doing it, like he runs everything on the floor. He's like the floor manager.
So Mark, let that be a lesson to you. Don't do it because you hold. Much like coronavirus, you hold our future in your hand.
Don't do it, Mark.
Now, my mom on the other side, she just drinks tequila.
She's just along for the ride.
Yeah.
So she just wants to go to fucking and drink margaritas at a fucking, you know, at a Mexican place or whatever. Because she's gluten-free, so it's not like she's eating fucking tacos. Right?
There's margaritas, so, I mean, though,
but there's margaritas. Okay. So
Jay wants pizza ever for every meal for lunch. And his mom wants freaking Mexican every night for dinner and lunch and breakfast. So anyway.
That's just not my name.
Speaking of tequila, of your mom, there's tequila.
I know.
Perfect timing.
Oh, there's like words going across the bottom.
You didn't see this? Like, look.
Have I been using words this whole time? Europe.
There's been comments the whole time. I've been rolling through these.
I want to see a nasty comment. So say something
Nobody says anything.
I'm gonna have to watch this back and see what I missed.
Do
you guys get like lots of mean tweets?
I used to.
Yeah. Oh, you get DMs that are even worse. That's way worse. Like somebody
I dare you to read your most recent like fucked up DM.
I remember the first really fucked up one, and I'll never forget it. After that, I just don't read them anymore, or I try not to. It said, and I'll never forget it, you're a walking non-Latina for fucking N-words. Kill yourself.
What?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay. You know what?
Holy shit.
There is an asshole in every room. Yeah. And that's how
and
it works.
Sometimes, yeah.
No,
but you know what? Like it was a tough one, but you know, I turned to my fans and my fans really helped me get through it. They were like, you know, forget him. You're working so hard. You look great. You're doing great. Your latest scene was awesome. And really they got me through that. Yeah. That and then my core group of friends from back home who know me. So I'm really lucky to have that support system.
It's real easy to be like an internet warrior that just says whatever they want to and troll and go out there and like blow people up and whatever. It really is wild to see how, and so it gets people off. Like the reason that they do it is because it gets them off. 1,000%. And if you give them a response, it gets them off even more, you know? And that's like, it's real hard sometimes to just like look at it, fucking write it off and walk away. But like, that's 99.999% of the time, that's the right answer.
Brooklyn, wanted to say something? Like,
I did. So I always tell people, like, I feel like the biggest lesson that I've learned from being in the industry is that you just can't make everybody happy. And you just have to you just have to love yourself. You just have to make yourself happy. Like I didn't learn that really until I was in the industry, you know, because over the years I'm coming up on 9 years in the industry. And over the years, I've gained weight. I've lost weight. I've gained weight. And it's like no matter what I do, if I gain weight, I get the tweets that I'm fat and I'm disgusting. And I get the tweets that I have amazing curves and look and are incredible. And then I lose weight and I get the tweets how great I look. And I get the tweets that how much better I looked when I was thick. I had brown hair and then I dyed my hair blonde. And I get the tweets how much better I look blonde. And I still get the tweets how much better I look brunette. And I just, that's when I, like, you just, it doesn't matter what you do. somebody's going to love it and somebody's going to hate it. And it just doesn't even matter. You have to do it for you.
Yep.
And like, that's what porn taught me.
Yeah.
As stupid as it is, you know, like that's what got me to accept it was like the mean people on Twitter is what got me to be like, you can't please them. You have to please yourself.
1,000%. I think actually come to think of it, if I had to think of the most recent one that I actually read, it was a comment on one of my IG posts. Stop doing drugs. You look like a crackhead, too skinny. And then like throw up emojis or something like that. And I really, the thing that blows my mind is I'm healthier than ever. And you know, whatever, everything aside, I kind of was like, wow, this person is having a really shitty day to just kind of go up to a total stranger and throw this negativity at them.
And that's a great point, because at the end of the day, think about the person that would go online and voice their opinion about somebody else's looks as they relate to how they find them or whatever with right. zero, you know, it's not like your sister coming to you and saying, hey, listen, like, you know, the snack cakes that you've been eating, you know, in the last like week, mm-hmm. you might want to like lay off these things. It's like some kid on there that's like, fuck you. And you know, whatever that means nothing, mm-hmm. you know, and that's where you got to think about who it would take to be that guy. You know what I mean? Like, and then it's really easy to write it off because then you're just like, yeah. Ah, cool. Like, you know, don't need.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's clearly not a good person anyways. And who right. really yeah, cares what not a good on. Person thinks.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, inherently we, as performers, we want to try and please everyone. But I think, again, like you said, it's really, really important for you to kind of hold true to yourself, protect your energy in the sense of don't let anyone come in and fuck up your day but for nonsense.
What's interesting is like Brooklyn said, you know, when she had dark hair, people liked it and some people didn't. And then when you go blonde, they, you know, now I will say on a business side of it, if you realize that 90% of the responses you get are from people saying, you look, you know, like blonde, I like you blonde, versus like the other 10, then, you know, dude, honestly, there's a business side to it too, where you're like, all right, I know what like works. Yourself. Right.
You know, Jay, it's gotta be how you like yourself. And you know what, while we're ranting about this shit, Jay, we got to close this show. Cause we're going over our hour ish.
I know. Well, it's in, I got a and lot of rant about, you know, and Brooklyn has a lot to rant about. So there we go. Okay.
So you know what?
I didn't think of mine. I did think of mine.
You know what? I will start it then. Okay. Yeah, you want to start or you want me to start?
You can start.
My big F you, it's going to be easy. You want to keep the oceans clean, Brooklyn? That's your 30 seconds. You know, I want to keep clean. I want to keep the side of my fucking house clean. I want to keep like the fucking park clean, wherever I fucking the dog, where I bring my dog to fucking run. Everywhere I see these fucking squirrels in the world, they're littering the fucking place with their youth hammocks.
Are you telling squirrels to fuck themselves?
I'm telling squirrels to fuck. They keep dropping their hammocks. These blue things with this elastic on them. They're dropping them all over the streets.
Think about it,
Jay. We'll give you a moment to fucking figure this one out.
Squirrel hammocks?
That are all over the streets right now. They're blue on one side, white on the other, and they have little elastic things. Like they would go around your mouth.
There we go. Oh, okay.
So that was my bad attempt at humor. But I am so sick of fucking looking at masks everywhere. Dude, I came out, I walked my dog earlier, and I'm looking, and like, I'd be happier to see dog shit on the fucking curb right there. But there's masks like right like by my fucking side gate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I live in a town. Like, my property taxes are fucking $14,873 a fucking year.
I like that he knows it to the dollar.
Oh, because I just got increased by fucking $2,300 the other day. I just refinanced my house only for it to go fucking back up.
I would
send a big fuck you to property taxes in the state of New Jersey before I start worrying about
that. I've been saying fuck you to that. I mean, I could move or whatever, but, you know, and I'm sure everybody's
got a fucking problem. It would be an upgrade of life. Yeah, quality of life.
Fucking shit. No, I love Jersey. Fuck you. But fuck you to Jersey haters, too. But my fuck you is, dude, fucking take your fucking dirty mask and your fucking condoms and fucking put them in the proper place where they fucking should go, in the garbage.
I agree.
1,000%.
Nice job.
That's my big fuck you.
All right, there we go.
Who wants to go next?
You want to go?
Sure.
I'll go.
Go for it.
Okay. So, wait, am I going?
Okay. Yes, you're going.
So my big fuck you is the people that drive straight through the parking spot and are like facing the wrong freaking direction in a parking spot. No, everyone in Western Pennsylvania does that, and it scares the shit out of me every time because you're driving through and all of a sudden a car comes out at you from the wrong direction. And you're about to turn into a spot.
I love the pettiness of this.
You're about to turn into a spot, and you're like, oh, sweet, here's a good spot. And then someone's coming through the other direction. Like, no, you just drove through your spot. This is my spot now.
Does this make sense because we're all high?
No, I've never contemplated this, but I 100% agree with you. Like, the Target parking lot next to us is like the most dangerous place because they just start pulling. There you go. That's impressive. That was a good one.
That was a good fuck you.
Or, like, listen.
Oh, she's got more. Here we go.
I'm not done.
Okay.
Or when people just like drive through all the, like when there's no cars parked and they just drive through the, like just drive 7 extra feet and follow the lane. The lines are there for a reason. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, there we go. Yeah,
okay. So big fuck you to pullers. People that
pull, yeah, the pull inners. I like that.
Puller inners.
All right, Carmella, what do you got?
You're up. Let's see that Latina blood going crazy.
Okay, let's go.
You know what really grinds my gears? No, I'm kidding.
A big bugaboo.
No, so, okay, hold up. While we're on the subject of fucking spring break, I brought it up earlier. Listen, people, I know you guys are seeing all this craziness about Miami's this, Miami's that, we're all crazy. Yeah, it's true. Not all of us. We don't all wear our masks, and we fucking should. Yes, right. 1,000%. Yes, you do see random ass things like dogs
people
and
dancing on
strollers
cars.
And people dancing on cars. Well, that's so rare. Okay, so the people who are dancing on cars, that is not anybody from Miami. Hopefully. That's not anyone actually from Miami. These people are coming into our town, destroying our beautiful beaches, leaving their shit and their garbage, their masks every fucking where,
and littering the ocean.
Miami.
Littering the ocean, and we have to sit there and clean it up, and it's our job, and we don't even fucking go there. Oh, God. Sorry. I would go on a huge shit. I'm sorry.
100% agree.
Agreed. So a big fuck you
to spring break.
People giving Miami a fucking bad name.
All spring breakers. Love you guys.
Spring breakers. Especially those spring breakers from Philly.
No. Yeah. Whatever. Anyways. Every once in a while, the sky opens up and like shines down like a perfect opportunity. And that's what happened today. So I was driving around. I had to go get beer before the show because God knows you can't do happy hours without beer. And I stopped by the cigar shop and I was like, I park my car. I go running inside and I'm trying to think of like my big fuck you because like I had to put a little bit of thought into it. And I like last week I got drunk and repeated the same one that I had done like 3 weeks before. So I had to really hit this one well. And
you had one job, Jay.
And
one
I
job.
Had nothing. Nothing. I'm looking, I'm trying to figure things out, like all thinking about all the things that piss me off, which makes me think that we should probably change this to like the big nice job because then it's like more positive. But anyways,
fuck positive.
I go in, I ordered the cigars ahead of time. I parked the car, I run in 5 feet, like from the door, from the road to the door. I grab the package, I go back to my car.
Ticket?
Motherfucking parking ticket from the Philadelphia PPA. Okay? We've talked about this all day long. Next to my house is the impound lot, the Philly Parking Wars or whatever, that dumbass show that they always had on forever. So let me open this up. It's, parking ticket. So like in Philadelphia, if you get caught with weed in Philadelphia, it's a $25 fine. Okay, so, whatever. Here's where we go. Parking violation. Stop prohibited. $76. literally what? Was out of my car. They have them designed so they you can scan your car and hit print. Like, they don't have to put anything into it. So this dude, literally, he must have been fucking Spider-Man. And, like, up on the wall, and, like, I went inside, and he, like, ascended and, like, shot the thing and then printed it out. And he was fucking gone. He wasn't there. There was no PPA guy within sight. Like, I drove around the block.
He was underneath your car the whole time waiting for you since you got out of the house. And then as soon as you parked the car, jumped around from underneath and...
So I went out and I spent, you know, $75 on beer and cigars, and then I get hit with a $76.
Okay, really, really, you spent $150?
Yes, I did. So you know what? Big, big fuck you. By the way, one last mention. The PPA, the Philadelphia Parking Authority, is a privately owned business. They have a contract with the city of Philadelphia to distribute parking tickets and then pay a portion back. They are the single largest late taxpayer in this city. They're impound lots they haven't paid taxes on for fucking 20 years, but because they're vital to the city, they're vital to the city, and they keep giving them. So fuck the PPA and fuck Philadelphia for putting up
Jersey's looking better, Mr. fucking Mr. Philly and Miss Miami.
Listen, my property taxes are also like $3,500 a year. So I think I'm okay. You can keep your 14 grand and like
a corrupt fucking.
And I have summer weather all year round, and people walk around literally. Women walk around naked. I win.
I forget every time when I pull into Miami. Like we're driving through, and you look out the window, and you're like, oh yeah, that's right. Everybody's attractive here. Like, in Philadelphia, you walk around, you're like, oh, wow, hot girl. Ooh. Like, oh, there's a hot girl.
You know
girl.
What I like about Miami? Cuban coffee.
Oh, yes. I need some of that.
Outside of the convention center.
No, I know. I was getting it, like, postmated to the convention center.
And there's, like, a place right out front that has, like, a classic old-style, like...
No one should have told me that.
Yeah.
Do we have a location for the Exotica Miami? I know we have dates. Yep. I'm telling you, it's on my calendar already.
It's at the Miami Convention Center, right? What's it called, Dan?
Miami Airport Convention Center.
It's like on the other side.
Miami Airport one?
Yep. Okay. It's right in Miami proper. Yeah.
Right by the airport. It's not on the beach one then.
No, we did Miami Beach for years. And honestly, at this point, I'm kind of glad that we don't. Like,
it's at the one it's been at.
Yes, for the last like three years. We did Miami for like what, Dan, 5, 8, 9 years?
8 years.
And then we did Fort Lauderdale for a couple of years.
We did South Beach.
Yeah.
And then we did Fort Lauderdale for 2 years.
And then we did Miami proper.
And then we stopped Miami. We stopped South Florida for a couple of years.
And listen, Pittsburgh has a furry convention, so I feel like they'd be cool with Exotica.
Chicago. That's a whole nother show here.
Oh yeah, that's right.
What?
The one in Chicago too.
I guess we're kind of close to Edison.
It's scary. Jay, you know what? It's now an hour and 13-ish.
Yeah, we got to roll.
We got to wrap this fucker up.
There's your question, Dan. Lead into it.
Brooklyn, remind everybody where they can find you online.
Oh, there it is. You can find me on Twitter at @Brooklyn_Chase, on Instagram. Good thing I'm looking at this. On Instagram at Miss Brooklyn Chase. Okay, so that's the same thing. Yeah, so chasingbrooklyn.com will take you to my OnlyFans, where I spend a whole lot of time chatting with fans, because I'm not doing anything else but chatting lately.
Chatting and organizing.
Oh, the pantry. Oh, man. Pantry. Getting excited thinking about it.
I could see. She's getting excited.
And Carmella, where can everybody find you online?
So my Twitter and my Instagram are both the same. They're at @Carmella_clutch, CARMELA _clutch, right there.
There you go.
And my OnlyFans.
She just fingered her box.
That's what she said. So my OnlyFans, I have to update that for you guys. I have two now. I have a free one and I have a subscribed one. And so my free one has basically a spicier, sexier version of my Instagram. And then you can, of course, see all my scenes on there too. And then you have my VIP one.
Skip the free one. Go right to the paid one. That's how you do it.
That one is the best because that's the one I go live on and I do live shows on. I do squirt shows. I hang out with you guys. It's really a sense of community there. A lot of the guys come in there and have made friends with each other and like I recognize them by name now and everything. So
squirt shows make everybody a community.
Oh my gosh, awesome.
And by the way, guys, if anybody's feeling charitable, Venmo and PayPal.
Oh, they already logged off. Everybody left. They liked the show. We didn't talk about how you can actually donate to us.
I know. Yeah, don't worry about that. But you can donate in person at Exotica coming up. Go to exoticaexpo.com.
That's all that really matters.
For all our latest dates. We will be in Chicago in July for our 10th anniversary show. September in Miami. October, Exotica, New Jersey. And God willing, in December, D.C., with our debut.
Really, God willing, in Chicago in July.
It's looking good.
Keep your goddamn
folks.
Masks on. Everybody get your vaccinations. Let's fucking get back to normal. We will be back.
We appreciate everybody's support here for our little shows, but, obviously.
But I don't want to do this anymore. I want to be in real life. Like, that's.
We won't be here next week because next week is Good Friday the God fearing men that we are.
It has nothing to do with it. My kids have spring break and we're leaving. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway,
don't worry.
Good Friday, but we'll be back the weeks after. I don't even know who the hell's on or whatever. I could look, but I'm too lazy to do that. So, and I already took my glasses off, and
he's high.
I won't do that. And nobody's gonna remember anyway. Nobody's gonna remember. But ladies, we want to thank you both so very much, Brooklyn. As always, you are awesome, and Carmella, you are awesome too. And it was a pleasure making your acquaintance and hearing what grinds your gears this week.
Dude, and we can't wait to get you to Exotica.
I'm so excited.
That's awesome.
I can't fucking wait. I've been telling my fans for a while. They're like, are you going to any of the Exoticas? Okay, I will be at the Miami one.
And we will be there.
Just say yes, because I will be there.
I don't want to get uninvited from AVN or anything, but Exotica's a lot more fun.
Thank you. We are more fun.
A lot more fun.
And you know what?
I can't wait. Everyone's been telling me.
We miss it. And talking to the Bad Dragon guys today and Sapphire. Actually, we should have Mike from Sapphire on with us, Jay. He could probably have some stories, man.
We'll definitely do that.
We're going to have him on there. He's home now, and we're glad that he's back. And Mike, we're going to have you on the show.
He had to very gently walk me through my very first feature dancing. he was great. Well,
they're waiting
for
you
to hear that story.
Yeah, but hey guys, until next time, it is now an hour and 18 ish, so we're gonna say wrap. We remind everybody, guys, if you can get vaccinated, do it. That's not us preaching, that's just us being reasonable. And wear your masks, and everybody stay safe
and stay sexy, and until next time, enjoy this happy ending.
I want the record to reflect that I did not call Senator Sanders an ignorant slut. Okay?
Thank you. I don't know how I should take that, Senator Kennedy, but Senator Kane.